Wednesday, December 13th. Got into a lot of personnel items. Still don't have the answer on Hodgson taking the EEC, but the president wants to move Greenwald out in any event. President will not move on Frances Knight, even though Rogers thinks it's time to get her out of the passport office. Wants Kissinger to call Graham Martin and sell him on going to Saigon. Wants Mitchell to back up Webster for the IRS. He won't take Schultz's objections on that. And doesn't want the subject raised with him. Talked to Dan Parker at the reception last night and says he wants to do something in the AID field, so we should offer him the Hanna post. Also, Ross, the Ohio chairman, wants a full-time job and should be considered as the RNC deputy. Cut into the question of the Helms or Schlesinger clearance with Stennis and wants to have someone else handle that. Concerned about Bob Wilson's plan to go for the campaign chairmanship. Wants to pull a VP off the bicentennial. Feels that Brenninger isn't going to be able to hack it because of a certain brittle quality and his necessity of constantly having to tell you how good he is. Agreed with Ehrlichman's recommendation to move Pottinger to civil rights at justice from his post at HEW. Got into the general point on changes and reorganization that we should go for the fact and not the headlines, rather because we should not create a big story that raises a hill flap. Told Ehrlichman to think up a plan for the PR on it, call Congress in and explain it to them first, and find some way thereby to avoid a flap, especially with the Democrats. Ziegler moved in on the Julie deal today. President told him to call Pat Nixon and meet with her and Julie this afternoon and try to get it settled, which Ron did, and it worked out very well. Agreed that we do it on the basis of Julie being assistant to the First Lady and putting a press assistant in also, like Ellen Smith or someone else that Ziegler would work with to take some of the barbs and so on. And apparently Ron, in an hour and a half session, sold it completely to them, so we've now got that on track. The president was very disturbed by the Scotty Reston story today on Vietnam, which he feels had to come from Kissinger. The president said it was totally baffling to Haig as to why Henry would have done it. Haig called while I was in the office this morning and said Henry would be home late tonight, that he was very touchy in his phone conversation, that they were obviously having a rough time on the settlement. The president commented afterwards that Kissinger's showing too many signs of insubordination, that he's got to realize we can't just increase the bombing below the 20th parallel, that if we're going to step it up, we've got to make a major move and go all out. Schultz raised the problem of George Webster on the basis that Tax Bar and John Alexander and others are going to oppose him, and since it hasn't been announced, we can hold up if the president wants to do it. Schultz brought Eddie Cohen in to meet with the president this afternoon to lock him in on the tax post. I had Ann Armstrong in, offered her protocol, which she felt she couldn't take because of the problem of a woman being along without her husband, which makes sense. Indicated her interest is in the bicentennial, and when we went in to talk to the president, he raised the point of making her an assistant to the president in the White House with the bicentennial and other responsibilities, and that we should announce specific assignments with the understanding that she'd be participating in the political thing. And as we talked about afterwards, she could function as the House Southerner, which we've talked about needing, plus taking on other responsibilities as we go along, which I think would work out very well. End of December 13th.